Sunday night or the Dalit Ador for Halacha and Chavis Halavas. Okay, a few assorted halachas. If a woman's reading herself, or you have a bunch of ladies listening, and the man was already yotzei, so the bracha is l'shmoa megillah. Some of the scholars have it l'shmoa mikra megillah. Mr. Brewer says once one way, once another way. It's hard to say what the hachroa is, but I don't know. I've never been there, but could be. It's brought down. I think Rabbi Yashim says to say l'shmoa mikra megillah, which really in Lamedus fits in the best, that they have to hear a mikra megillah, but they only have to hear a mikra. It's not a mitzvah shmiya, it's a mitzvah kriya, but they only have to relate to the kriya sa megillah through shmiya, not through shmaya ka'oneh. So it would be l'shmoa mikra megillah, but it's hard to be machriya when you have different scholes in the Rishonim and the early svarim. But l'maisa, svarim bring down Shem Rabbi Yashim to say l'shmoa mikra megillah. Okay, after the megillah you have the bracha after the megillah, which is only said b'tzibur in Ashkenazim, at least by svarim. They have different menogim. You're supposed to stand by the bracha after the megillah as well. You don't make the bracha if you're reading for a bunch of women, even for 10 women, even though in a certain sense it's Pirsumei Nisa, but the maskona is of the poskim not to make the bracha if there's only 10, if there's women, there's no 10 men. Therefore, that's why there's always a question when some people ask me if the Baal Korah should read for women, is it better if he's Yotzi beforehand or he's not Yotzi beforehand? He doesn't want to be Yotzi. He doesn't want to have to sit through a whole Mikra Megillah and then read again, but Lamaisa will lose out on the second bracha. And that should matter to him. He'll lose out on that too. He also, okay. Okay, we'll stop here. Chavis Halvavus. And Chavis Halvavus is dealing with the last pitui of the Eitz Hara that he mentioned, which is to focus on the star. And he has, again, Chavis Halvavus is working under laboratory conditions. And he wants you to overcome that. He looks at it as the Eitz Hara, even though you'll say, well, mitosh lo lishma bo lishma. Yeah, well, that's true, but it's not the Eitz Hara that's telling you to work l'shem star. Especially if that's an end in itself. What the statement "b'tov shelo lishma bo lishma" means, according to most Balei Hashkofa, Balei Musar, is that is supposed to be your end goal, is that it should be "b'tov shelo lishma bo lishma." So this is just a stepping stone on the way. But here, the Chazalovus is talking about that's your end goal. That's what your goal is. So he says, he calls it shitof hanistar, very, very harsh word. V'mtishma eila v'tismach al dvorav yapilcha b'min m'mini hashitof hanistar. Shitof, we all know what it means. Shitof is the opposite of achdus Hashem. And it turns out you're doing it for yourself. You're not doing it purely because it's the will of Hashem. You're doing it because you're getting something out of it. So he calls it shitof hanistar. It's nistar because it's not so obvious. Because it's just Hashem. You're not worshipping a different Chas v'shalom, power. V'usha samto ne'avodcha l'nafshecha. He says, you're making an avoda into an avoda for yourself. Mimasha to mishtadu b'meshah timoshech bo hanos atzmucha v'simchoscha v'titcha bo mi'aleha ha'daigus v'ayigonos. You want to get schar in olam hazeh or in olam haba. V'lulei tekvoscha l'zeh. You're basically saying that if not for that wish, then you wouldn't be Ovid Hashem. And now the Chavis always frames Avodas Hashem in terms of Hakoras HaTov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, having gratitude, being thankful. So he says here too, like, V'leit tekvas chalazeh, ha'yis ha'kol fair, betovas ha'alokim, ha'masmidos alecha. So you're in effect saying that you wouldn't be Ovid Hashem if not for that. So that's a theory, he calls it, in Tovos HaElokim. V'lo yisum echayev satzmucha avoda aleihen, you wouldn't feel that debt of gratitude, that feeling of debt to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything He has given you and created you, etc. Im Shein Choro, or Shein Choro Esh Avoda Teoslo is appropriate for Hashem. L'gdulos of Osh Michalto V'osos Chachmaso, which is the way most learn the Chi of Avoda Hashem, comes from Etzem Gdulaso and the fact that He created you. So He tells you what to do because He created you. He owns you. So, but that's not the Chavis HaLovis' way. But here he gather mentions it. You don't feel Vakaras HaTov. You don't feel that you have to serve Hashem because of Gdulaso, V'otzem Yicholto, V'osos Chachmaso. So that's terrible. And that's called Shita Fanistar. Chuzet Omer of Hussein of the Chonom Levracha, Altiyu Kavodim HaMisham Shinoz HaRav HaMonas L'Kabul Pras, because it has a very deep flaw. As everybody else says, oh, what about me talking Shalom Lishma Bal Lishma? So the answer is, I mean, is that, again, that that has to be your goal. But the Chavis HaLovis is talking that your goal is the Schar. If your goal is the Schar, we have here a problem. It's still better than doing Averis, I guess, but there you have it. Okay.